I was thinking all week about what so many things came to mind about Christmas, but I remember something a number of years ago. You know, somebody here gave me a bird feeder, and there's about a half an acre around the rectory over here, but the backyard is very small. And wherever you put that bird feeder, squirrels can jump on them, you know? I mean, you really need a big yard so they can't get to it. So I put this thing up, and I, you know, one year I got tired of constantly battling the squirrel bit. So I got one of these, what do you call, a dome, you know, that you put it on top of there. Thing looks like R2-D2 from Star Wars. And then underneath it is a squirrel baffle. So I put this bird feeder right by the window. And this window's got a film on it so you can't see in, but you can see out. And instead of having in the backyard where you're not always seeing the birds, they were right there by the window, and it was just really cool. All winter long, it was a couple years ago, and a number of years ago, then the finches would come, and you know they're rather aggressive, and then I had doves in there. It was really quite cool. And I could see them, and they couldn't see me. I could get within a couple of inches. Then a squirrel found it. Now, it's got a squirrel baffle, right? Non-baffle. On the bottom to keep them from coming up. Somehow this squirrel managed to get on the dome, and it was a large dome. And what he did was, you know, those little critters are rats with tails, you know, but they've got a brain. You know, when it comes to food, they can really find things. So he put his tail around the top of the bird feeder, upside down, curved over the bird feeder, with his head sticking in here, and he's eating my bird seed. That was a lot more interesting than those darn doves that were sitting there. And I'd watch this performance day after day, and I finally said, you know, I'm going to get rid of this squirrel. And he couldn't see me. So I got right up to the window, and he's right here with this arched routine. I'd never seen anything like this. And I got to the window. I need a window here. I got to the window, and this is what I did. And this squirrel, let's just say the bird feeder was destroyed. He couldn't extricate himself from this position that he was in. And the thing cracked and went into three pieces. It was funny, though. So I thought of this because it's funny that we live in a world where so much is provided for us. You know, today, of course, we're thinking about gifts that we've given or will be given, and the gift of Christ, who often is not invited to Christmas because this is a secular holiday in our country in which Christ, oddly enough, doesn't have to be there for us to celebrate it, but then there's an emptiness at the end. And we have, not to compare us to birds, because we're sons and daughters of God, but Christ provides for us, and we don't even know it. I was providing for those birds and that squirrel I put up with them. And with that seed, and they couldn't see me behind the window. I was right there, but if they saw me, they would be frightened. And I wanted them to be able to eat in peace, but I also wanted to be entertained. God is not watching us, however, and being entertained. He joined us, if you will, at the bird feeder. You know, he became God, immortal, invisible, he who has life within himself. Our life is borrowed from him. He became one of us, creatures that we are, inconceivably becoming a child. But it was a secret, you know. At this point in this reading, nobody knew what was going on. Nobody in the world, except some shepherds that we'll hear at the midnight mass, and the Mary and Joseph know about it. First, Joseph doesn't even know. He finds out later. Mary is the first one to know. Elizabeth, who will have John the Baptist, knows about it. And that's it. The secret of the world. And really, the world is still, God is still kind of a secret. He hides himself behind the glass so that we will be free to say yes or no to him. If we saw him, what kind of a choice would we have in this world? It's nice to know that God loves us and that he provides for us, but he makes it possible for us to not see him. Occasionally, he knocks on the window, you know, and it's a little bit scary. The world gets a little bit shook up, or we realize that there really is a God in my life. He makes it more obvious that we catch him putting his hand in the feeder, you know. When I was young, I remember I grew up in Ohio, at least the elementary school years, and we had all these grandparents, you know, and they made all these cookies, all these Polish cookies and French cookies and stuff. Golly, I'm glad we don't have those anymore because I can't lose a pound. But they provided for us, and I miss them now. When I was young, I thought so much about the presents that I was going to get from Santa, and Santa was a lot better to me than my relatives, I'll tell you. All I got from my mother was socks and underwear, you know. But Santa gave me cool stuff. But as I've grown up now, and I look back at that, it was the people that I remember, you know, that are gone. But Christmas connects us with them. There's a secret, you see, that we know. We come here to church, and the Christmas tree kind of points like an arrow, that there really is a God, first of all, that he does provide for us, even though at times the bird seed gets a little low, and at times we have to go through a lot of bad weather and get shook up once in a while, like my friend the squirrel did. But, you know, of course that was deliberate. But we know there's a God, and the people that are no longer here, for example, are just beyond the veil. Christmas in heaven never ends. Imagine that. It's a never-ending day of Christmas. Here on earth, we can't live there because we're still going through life. There's something we have to go through for God. But he's with us. We're not allowed to see him, or we would no longer have free will. So we come here of our own free will to gain insight. So many in our society, if Christ is not invited to Christmas, it's over on the 25th as soon as the presents are open. But for us Catholics, Christmas begins today. This is the day we turn on the lights. This is the day we begin to open the presents. And the real present is Christ, because he wants to invite you to his family table. That family table I described with those cookies is long gone. Well, I sure remember them, though. But I'll tell you, the feast of heaven is one that we're invited to. We're invited into the family of Christ. And he watches us from the window to see if we'll take him up on the offer. There's a world waiting just on that other side that is beyond belief. Here we only get a glimpse of it. We get a real hint of what the next world is like from the Eucharist, our church family table, and the family table that you will have with your own families, which is the heart of Christmas, isn't it? Having a place that's our own. And that's what Christmas is all about. So we thank God that Christ is invited to each table, a seat at his table in heaven and a seat at ours on earth, because he was also a human being who is God. And that the fact that we know that great secret, it's not a secret anymore, but it's a secret to those who don't know. And to know that we're loved is to have everything in this world as we wait for the next.